A Holy Cross priest with ties to Sault Ste. Marie has been awarded the Meritorious Service Medal, Civil Division, for his role in bringing eye care to those less fortunate. Father Pierre Labini is being recognized for his work as founder of Vache Santa Cruz, a Montreal-based not-for-profit organization that delivers free eyeglasses and eye exams to people in developing countries. The award was officially announced January 29 at Rideau Hall. "It's not just a one-man thing," said Labini, when asked for his reaction to being recognized for his work. "I've got lots of volunteers and everything working. I don't do this alone. I have a whole group of volunteers and people that participate with us on these eye missions. Volunteer efforts by university students from Canada, Australia and the United States have enabled Labini to distribute more than 500,000 pairs of eyeglasses and provide eye exams and eye care to more than 200,000 patients throughout the world. Costco also collects glasses at all of its 100 optical centers in Canada and ships them to the Vache Santa Cruz warehouse in Montreal. When you're getting $2 or $3 a day for a wage, before you look at spending a couple hundred dollars on a pair of glasses, you've got to feed your family first," said Labini. "We put a special emphasis on kids and teenagers, so we make sure that if we don't have the glasses with us, we actually bring the prescriptions back here and we make them here, and then I find ways of getting them back to them." Vache Santa Cruz employs portable machines which enable volunteers to make eyeglasses on site. "We bring plastic frames, and then the machine trims the lenses to fit the new frames, so we're able to combine glasses," said Labini. "We try to give the best prescription we can." In addition to its global missions, Vache Santa Cruz collects parts for eyeglasses and other eye care materials and ships them off to eye clinics in Guatemala, Nigeria and Haiti that have been established by Vache International, as well as other groups around the world. Vache International has founded optometry schools in different countries to farm local doctors over there, so I also send material, eyeglass frames and stuff like that, to some of our Vache permanent clinics, Labini said. Vache Santa Cruz was unable to travel since the COVID-19 pandemic took hold, but Labini says the organization will be going to South America at the end of July. Volunteers will collect referrals and bring them back to Canada for another group that will fly from Edmonton in order to perform eye surgeries in September. Labini expects somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 patients will receive eye care as a result. "All the referrals, we bring them back with us and we ship them to another group of ophthalmologists, so when they get there, they don't have to do eye checkups, they just have to do straight surgeries, so they're able to do 3 times the amount of surgeries because they've already got all the patients lined up," he said. The former Sault resident and St. Mary's College student still has siblings who live in the Sault, but has been living in Montreal for years since entering the Catholic community there through his parish priest. These days, Labini is working in the parish and in a house with seminarians, all while maintaining Vache Santa Cruz and serving as administration at the provincial house for the Catholic community. "I've got a few things on the go," he said with a chuckle. Vache Santa Cruz has set up a GoFundMe page for monetary donations due to rising costs and a lack of fundraising opportunities during the COVID-19 pandemic.